Well, March 19th was officially the first day of spring, and we had a few nice days of weather, but don't put your winter coat away yet, because anything can happen during springtime in Chicago. This episode will include an update of a few events we enjoyed recently, a look at what's happening soon, and an excerpt from Ricky Lee Travolta's interview with the artistic director of What the Weird Sisters Saw, a retelling of Macbeth from the witch's point of view. This is Reno Levison, executive producer at ChicagoBroadcastingNetwork.com, an eclectic Chicago lifestyle podcast and blog showcasing multicultural and age-diverse people, art, music, theater, and events. We strive to give a voice and added exposure to those who are not always in a position to get the attention of larger media outlets, perhaps because they're smaller venues, emerging personalities, or because their message is directed to a niche audience. I managed to personally get a few activities in this month, including the opening of Aida at the Lyric Opera. You can find a review of that here at ChicagoBroadcastingNetwork.com. Back Home Polish Chicago, a temporary exhibit at the Chicago History Museum, features artifacts, documents, and more than 100 photographs of the life of ethnic Poles in Chicago. The exhibit tells the story of Chicago-area Polish communities, including the Northside Polish downtown along Milwaukee Avenue, and the South Chicago neighborhood, where my mother, with her brother and their Polish immigrant parents, my grandparents, lived and worked within a vibrant Polish community. This exhibit continues through June 8th at the Chicago History Museum at the corner of North Avenue and Clark Street. The museum has its own parking lot just to the north, but CTA access is easy, and there's also plenty of metered street parking nearby. My wife Julie is the director of the Lakeshore Music Studio, providing piano lessons for all ages. Her studio is located just 2 blocks south of the Chicago History Museum. On Saturdays, when I don't feel like walking all the way down to Lincoln Park Zoo or doing some grocery shopping or otherwise explore the area, I stop into the museum, grab a cup of coffee, and peek at whatever events are happening before I pick her up after her Saturday lessons. In March, there was a Chicago Public Schools History Fair, kind of like a science fair, but with students prepared posters about women in history, Chicago history, black history, and various United States history topics. In conjunction with the Polish History exhibit, there was recently a multi-generational panel discussion in the museum's theater about what it was like and still is like growing up Polish in Chicago. The panel was led by Professor Dominic Pasiga, who has taught Polish studies at Columbia College, University of Illinois, and Loyola University. Julie joined me for this interesting discussion, and afterwards we walked down to the Third Coast restaurant on Dearborn, another Gold Coast institution. This is a place where locals go for breakfast, lunch, or light dinner. If you haven't explored this area recently, be sure to look for my Gold Coast tour on a previous podcast episode. March 24th, we were back at the Lyric to hear the fabulous orchestra and chorus perform Mozart's Requiem, purported to be one of the best choral pieces ever written. I didn't do a podcast about that performance, but if you're interested in my review, you can read it at ChicagoTheaterAndArts.com. Afterwards, we visited the Italian Village restaurant at 71 West Monroe, another iconic Chicago eatery. We hadn't been there in decades. It's probably not the best Italian food you've ever eaten, but it can't be beat for vintage charm and old-school Italian fare. I give it a 7 out of 10 for food and 8 points for its vintage ambiance. You can walk in as we did, but if you want a good table, evidently you better make a reservation. One of its advantages is that it's open on Sundays in a part of the Loop that's otherwise fairly quiet on weekends. For the record, my preference for old-school Italian food is Orso's on Wells and Schiller in Old Town. We also recently had a very nice Italian meal at Ricardo's Trattoria on Clark and Dickens, as guests of Mark and Sarah Mosley, the co-directors of the Windy City Winds. Windy City Winds had a wonderful concert March 8th with music from Spain, Greece, Germany, France, Ireland, and Italy, featuring acclaimed Chicago Symphony Orchestra clarinetist John Yeh, performing as a soloist. To learn more about Windy City Winds, you can find an interview I did with Mark and Sarah on a previous episode of Chicago Broadcasting Network. They'll be holding their next concert in May at St. Paul's United Church of Christ on Fullerton near Halsted. I also did a podcast interview with 7-time Jeopardy game show champion Brian Chang, who also happens to be a clarinetist with the Windy City Winds. Through April, you can check out Jersey Boys at Mercury Theater on Southport for a great night of musical entertainment. To learn more, look for my podcast review here at Chicago Broadcasting Network. Before the performance, we had a light supper at Bodega Sur, a little Argentinian bar about 3 doors north of the theater. Julie and I had a glass of Malbec and 1 empanada each, then split a beet salad with tomato, avocado, and greens with vinaigrette dressing. Perfect for two. Total tab was about $58 with tax and tip. While we're on the subject of food, Julie and I recently joined some friends for a meal at Jibbik Julu on Lincoln Avenue north of Lincoln Square. We'd not been there for several years, so I'm admonishing myself for wasting so much time to get back. This is a Tajikistan restaurant. The name Jibbik Julu means Silk Road, and the menu reflects an East meets West synthesis of cuisines from former Soviet countries as well as Turkey, Persia, India, and beyond, providing a culinary experience that's both familiar and exotic. Upcoming theater reviews for me will include Judgment Day with Jason Alexander coming to the Shakespeare Theater at Navy Pier in May. Right now, let's hear the promised excerpt from Ricky Lee Travolta's interview with Evan Jackson, artistic director of the Idle Muse Theater and the director of their current production, What the Weird Sisters Saw, a retelling of Macbeth from the witch's point of view, on stage through April 14th at the Edge Off-Broadway Theater at Broadway and Catalpa in Edgewater.
Taking a well-known story and presenting it from an alternative point of view can result in great entertainment.
Evan, so you are directing What the Weird Sisters Saw. For those not familiar with the title, tell me about it.
Sure. It's an adaptation of the Scottish play, or Macbeth, which is focused on reframing the story from the perspective of the characters of the three weird sisters, also known as the three witches. Our version of that is sort of a tale of three young druidesses. We're sort of reframing and reclaiming the idea of women's identity in classical plays there. And they're, it's all about the vision that they saw that led to the prophecy of what Macbeth would do, the prophecy that he would become king, that led to the murders and the crimes that Macbeth and his wife commit during the course of the original Shakespeare play. And it sort of reframes it as a kind of mystery or a dark fantasy as they navigate a dangerous vision and dark, you know, images of murder and things like that to try and figure out, try and solve the crime. The story of Macbeth becomes the background story. The real story, the real narrative is how they navigate and survive through the various dangers of this vision and try and uncover clues to figure out what Macbeth will actually do and what he will become. And will he be a hero? Will he be a villain? Will he be the one who destroys Scotland? It's sort of their story, their attempt to save Scotland from a crime that they don't really understand until they finish the story.
Now, you are in the unique situation where you're writing your own material for specific actors and a specific space. So is that a luxury? What is that like?
Goodness, yes, it's a luxury. Well, you know your technical capabilities when you know how a line will sound coming out of an actor's mouth, you know, when you can write toward the types of things they like to play, right? Or the types of things that they're interested in exploring, you know? And to have them say, I tried out this line this way, or I tried out this scene this way. In a way, it's very much, I think, like Shakespeare used to work with a troupe of actors, you know? Mm. The monologues that we have from his plays were written with specific actors in mind. The comedic ones were for people who were clowns who are known for doing bits with a dog, right? You know, the dialogues of the tragic heroes were for certain actors as well. So in a way, I find it's very sort of classical style of approach, which I geek out a bit in that way, right? You know, I get excited about that idea because I find it romantic and interesting, you know. To answer your early question, of course it's a huge luxury, but it's also fun, you know, and it also reinforces a creative cycle together.
Do you have to be a student of Shakespeare to enjoy this show?
I don't think so. I think it's a feast for the senses. I think there's a lot of beautiful, great acting in it. And it's the sort of thing that that I think even if you don't pick it up right away, you'll start to get as you go. And I think for Shakespeare geeks, it is absolutely sort of a home run. And if you're not, we actually do include some guides in the program to help you sort of catch up on the original story of Macbeth and follow along if you're someone who feels like they might struggle a little bit with that kind of material.
Oh, it sounds like a phenomenal experience. Evan, thank you so much for spending this time with me.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Today, we've been talking with Evan Jackson, the artistic director of Idle Muse Theater Company in Chicago. Idle Muse is currently performing its highly heralded original play, What the Weird Sisters Saw, based on William Shakespeare's Macbeth. It plays through April 14th.
Hey, thanks again to Ricky Lee Travolta for allowing us to excerpt a portion of his interview. To hear the entire interview with Ricky Lee and Evan Jackson, visit Ricky's website, lifeandtimes.biz, or look for It's Showtime with Ricky Lee at Spotify or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. By the way, some events that are still happening this month include the flyover exhibit at Navy Pier, the James Bond 007 exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry, and the Mr. Kelly's exhibit at the Newberry Library. If you're a Bond fan, keep an eye out for Shaken Not Stirred, a fundraising event for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra happening June 4th. To learn more about all things Bond, check out SpyMovieNavigator.com, another great Chicago-based podcast. As always, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. And keep in mind, if you need audio or video services for your business or organization, check out RenoWeb.net. Let's conclude this episode with a few minutes of Foster Avenue Beach, composed and performed by our good friend, former Lakeshore Music Studio student, and Chicago-born musician Steve Solomon. Yes, I took it to the